Hello, PK Simmons here. Yes, it's your beloved billionaire who has been keeping you panicked and paranoid over COVID-19 over the news airwaves. You can thank me later, as many people already have, with a letter. And with me being doing such a position, it's also come about apparently that we are on the 50th episode of What's Going On in Grassmere Valley podcast. Yes, apparently some idiot decided that we should record what is actually going on in Grassmere Valley. Well, the producers of the news program, along with my money, because as you remember, I always buy myself the seat to report to you in the news here first, have decided it would be a brilliant and splendid idea to go and talk to some of the characters that make Grassmere Valley, Grassmere Valley, and ask them in this big celebration of episode 50, what is Grassmere Valley today? So, without further ado, here are my results. Hello, Katie Landscape. Katie Landscape, hello, it's PK Simmons here on your door. You're not opening up. Katie, I'm here to talk about the 50th episode. And what does Grassmere Valley mean to you? Hello, Katie. Katie, we'll get back to her. Peter Rupert. Oh, yes, hello. PK Simmons, how are you? I'm not too bad. How are you? I'm great. So, you want me to do a news thing? Well, we're asking people, as of the 50th episode of What's Going On in Grassmere Valley, what does Grassmere Valley mean to you? Oh, wow. How much time do you have? I mean, Grassmere Valley has given me so much hope, and ever since everything that's happened to me, it's been my new home, and we'll skip, thank you. What's the problem? I want a bit more, you know. Panicky people being desperate, that sort of thing. You're just giving a praise on the town. It's kind of boring. But PK, this is what the town means to me. It's given me a home. It's given me a new lease of life. I felt so loved by people like Nanny Prescott and everyone else. And Peter, this town's crazy, bro. You do understand it. Well, yeah, and you would be adding to one of those numbers. Anyway, as we know, we like to bring fear and loathing in the newsroom. So, Peter, thank you, but no thanks. Katie, would you like to go and answer? What do you think of the town? What does Grassmere Valley mean to you? She's still not opening up. Okay. So, Marion Richards, what does the town mean to you? What does Grassmere Valley mean to you? Oh, Marion Richards. You know, I love the drama, and Grassmere Valley is one word. It's drama. That's technically two words. Well, PK, you get my point. Drama, 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 drama. Well, now that's four. PK, you are creating your own drama, which usually I like to be sitting and watching drama. I do not want to be the drama. But Marion Richards lives for drama. And it's not a restless day in Grassmere Valley, which is so thankful for me. Me too, because without that, I cannot panic people in the news enough. Isn't it great? Well, if you say so. But for me, it's all about the drama. And it's not about the bass. Oh, PK, you're coming up with the times. That's only a few years out now. I mean, once before, people said you didn't even know what a microphone is. What, the hashtag rings? Well, we're back to normal. Katie, you're still not opening up, Katie. Nope, okay. Tommy Dougal of the Single Leper Club. What does Grassmere Valley mean to you? Mean being single. You know, Tommy Dougal don't like being single, and I'm being single all this time. I haven't had a date. Well, being in a Single Leper Club may not be available to you having loads and loads of dates, and also that long hair of yours looking like you are literally Dougal the dog does not help you in the slightest as well. But you just ask what I think, and I think it's, you know, it's all about, you know, me being single. I haven't had a date, you know? I mean, Tommy Dougal. I mean, who does not like these luscious looks? Well, apparently humanity. Katie, it's PK Simmons here. I thought she would respond to that, because, you know, I'm a billionaire and I kind of won the place. I'm like Beyonce, I won the world. And yet she's not even opened the door for me. Jack Jackson, the police chief of Grassmere Valley. What does Grassmere Valley mean to you? Honestly, a lot of hard work. Oh, good. Divulge, and create panic and pandemonium. Well, I think every police department's been working all their socks off, you know, over the last few months and all, but Grassmere Valley is kind of like that all the time. I mean, where he's finding a missing dog, you know, Buddy, and going ending up to a TV show where he turned out to be kidnapped by the TV presenter. Or, you know, having a corrupt police chief decide to try and bomb the town himself, you know, Cliff Cliven and all. put it this way, I've had a long and hard, you know, work of it. And the fact when I took the holiday was in fact when that police chief decided to try and fire me. Well, he did kind of boot me out and then took over the place and tried to make the town even more corrupt and trying to blow it up. So, you know, it's not been an easy slog of it, but it's been worthwhile. And to feel the love, even despite all the craziness, is something to behold. We'll cut out all that lovey-dovey stuff, but perfect everything else. Thank you, Judge Jackson.
You're welcome, PK.
Katie! Oh, Katie! Katie! I thought she would jump at the chance. She always loves, you know, the new panic, the new drama, the new crisis, you know, that's what Katie lives for.
Donna Tamelia, what's going on? What do you think Grassby Valley means to you?
It means locusts. It means the locusts are coming. And people have not been putting their money to my queer club ministry. And I tell you, that's why we're getting the locusts. That's why we're getting COVID-19.
We heard reports that you were trying to eradicate COVID-19 with you spraying blood over people's door houses. How was that going?
It's been a blessing. You know, I'm feeling the locusts evaporate before our eyes. Because that's what Dr. Tamina was going on to us. I know where the spirits are at. And with my prayer cloth ministry, I will eradicate this virus.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure we'll be keeping reporting on such matters.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know if Katie's ever going to come out. Maybe I should cut my losses. But I know I'll get a perfect panicked answer from her. Well, she's still not opening up.
Melissa Christine, the great rival of Daisy the hairdresser. What does Grassby Valley mean to you?
Well, it means the client, which is all about the client. What we're doing the hairdressers is the most important thing in Grassby Valley for me. You know, I'm all about the client satisfaction.
Does that relate to when people's hair went on fire and your own building nearly went on fire? And in fact, because your hair technique, someone's house went on fire?
Well, you see, I'm all about the client satisfaction. You know, I do great hair and people come to me. And also they come to me because they like the way I say client properly, you know. And people, you know, they like my accent and the way I like, I'm like, where's your daughter? You know, where my daughter? You know, and they're like the client in the salon, you know. That's where people were. So I feel Grassby Valley for me is all about the client.
Yeah, let's end this interview now before my ears hurt anymore.
Katie, hello. You know, maybe I should try and get to Leo Mira, you know, Katie's boyfriend. She might talk to him.
Luca! My man, how are you? What does Grassby Valley mean to you?
You really want me to answer that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And while you're at it too, Luca, do you have the phone number for your brother Leo so he can contact Katie Landskip? I'm trying to get a hold of her. Kevin Davis, as pastor of the church in Graceford, which is situated in Grassby Valley, what does Grassby Valley mean to you?
Well, it has certainly had to share fair problems.
You're telling me.
Yeah, you're kind of one of them. But point being is, I feel there's still a lot of hope despite all the stuff that happens.
Kevin, can you give me a bit more something juicy, something a bit more desperate?
PK, no. You know what? I've enjoyed living in Grassby Valley. All the warts and of it all, and we all know the crazy stuff that goes on here. It still has that family connecting spirit, which many towns don't have. You know, I've come from areas before and of where that hasn't taken place. So it's been a real blessing to be a part of something like Grassby Valley.
I mean, you're pastor, right? You can do doom and gloom, you know, fire and brimstone. Can you please add that so we can create the panic we want?
PK, you asked me what Grassby Valley means to me. That's what I'm telling you.
If it means gloom and gloom to you, you should go through there. You're not talking to me. But you can talk to Leo. Here's the phone.
Oh, thank you.
Leo Mira, hello, it's PK Simmons here, and I want to ask, well, mainly your girlfriend, Katie Landskip, you know, who loves crisis, but also you, what does Grassby Valley mean to you? Hello, you just hanged up on the phone to PK Simmons. Remember, I am a billionaire. I could buy your house and tear it down.
Well, it was worth a try.
The real DC, what does Grassby Valley mean to you?
oh, you know what? You know, it's like I'm getting paid. You know, I'm like, locusts get me a deal. You know, locusts get me a deal. And like, Grass Valley gets me a deal every time. There's always something going on, you know, like with the hair salon, things like that, you know. And I'm like, get me a deal, you know. And that's why I'm like, you know, because I know what I'm talking about, you know, because I'm the real DC, honey. You know, I will tell people where they gotta go, where they gotta go. And Grass Valley's just like, I tell people I am the real DC. You better watch out, honey, because I know where it is at, okay? People can't mess with me. You do not mess with the real DC, especially when I'm in Grass Valley, when I'm in the GV, honey. That's what we call it. We're in the GV. That's what Grass Valley means to me, is the GV. It's all about the initials, honey, because I'm the real DC. I will take Washington, DC down while I am at the GV, because you don't take care of that, okay? I'm seeing you. I'm coming at you. I'm the real DC. You better check it out.
Well, we'll get our transcribers to translate that, and hopefully maybe some subtitles for that too. Katie Landscape. You know, I think she's pretty much gone over crises. She's like every other millennial, and the crisis is kind of taking hold of her. Chris Grievous, what does Grasby Valley mean to you?
You know, you better work it out, PK. You better work it out.
Well, Chris, I'm working it out by trying to talk to you.
Well, just that you work it out, PK. You work it out.
Chris, that's why I'm trying to talk to you.
I said, you work it out, you know, Grasby Valley's got a lot of stuff going on, you know, but, you know, my mum during the war, you know, the war was quite a sticky situation, you know, and she was, you know, she died during the war, bit depressed, that sort of thing, you know, bit of a crazy time, you know, with all the bombs, it's crazy time, you know.
Yes, I understand it, but that has nothing to do with Grasby Valley.
Well, it does, you know, because Grasby Valley's like a battlefield, it's like, you know, it's all like a battlefield, you work it out, PK, you know. You're welcome, you're intelligent guy, you know, you're holding a microphone.
I am. Oh yes, that's what it's called.
You know, you're working out.
So you're back again, PK Simmons? Yes, Jack Jackson. I need help for you to try to get me into the house of Katie Landscape. Why? Because I want her version of what she thinks Grasby Valley is. And you're asking me? Yes.
Clara DeRulo, what does Grasby Valley mean to you?
Well, let me tell you something. Grasby Valley is totally not in.
Then why do you live in the town?
Well, PK, because I felt the need to educate the town. When I first stepped foot on this town, I knew the town was so out of shape and it needed my expertise to show it to the brain back to being totally in. And now people are still not totally in this town. And I feel it's my duty for my suffering, for as Claude de Rulo, to set it so straight, to make sure Grasby Valley understands and know what's totally in and what's totally out. And I think with my guidance, we'll get somewhere. And by the way, you're totally out, PK. I heard some people said you were totally out too, Clara.
What does that mean? I am the original It Girl. Who has said such things?
Well, I better go to someone. Who has said that? Who has said that?
So you want me to go into Katie Landscape's house so you can interview her?
Yes, use one of those barricade things, you know. Just get us in there. It'll be perfect for the news.
PK, are you sure this is a good idea?
I am. Well, I'm not, but I know it's not. So no. Wilma Timber, how do you find Grass? What is Grassy Valley to you?
Oh, Wilma just loves watching my soaps. You know, Wilma just delights in such things, you know. And Cass Olderberry, the fact he's in this town, oh, my heart is so warmed. I wish that soapy affairs would get back on the telly, because I am still craving for my soaps.
Okay. Katie Landscape. Hello, Katie. Oh no, it's Nanny Prescott. Nanny Prescott, what do you...
Honey child, you've asked everybody around town what Grasby Valley means to them, honey, and you have not given me the microphone one bit.
That might be because you are always on this podcast talking about this, that, the other, having some hijinks adventure. I want to talk to someone else, and Katie Landscape is who I want to talk to.
Honey, I think she's having an overdose of crisis, okay? Leo's been telling me, and I see him been doing too well with the COVID-19 because it's been amping up her already hyped up crisis mode, okay? Now, do you want to find out what Grasby Valley means to me?
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm going to tell. Give me the microphone.
You might catch COVID-19. Nanny Puss, where's yours all been born?
Honey, I'm going to talk anyway, okay? Here's the deal. I feel Grasby Valley is a crazy place. I can't deny it, honey. I'm Looney Tunes like everybody else. And I think most people got a sense. There's other people out there even more crazy than I am. But despite all the craziness that is in Guaspe Valley, there's still also a lot of hope. There's a lot of faith in this town. And you know, unlike most other towns, you know, there's a lot of Bible-believing Christians here. A lot of fruitcakes to bake too, honey child. But there is hope in this town because a lot of us trust in the Lord. Not everybody, obviously. This ain't no theocracy or wonder well theonomy style, honey child. We ain't into that jazz. I mean, we wish everybody would get saved, don't get me wrong, but you know, not in that sort of theological sense. Point being is this, that despite all the stuff that happens in Guaspe Valley, there was a lot of hope too. And that's a blessing we've had. We have been so blessed. Folks, we haven't had any COVID-19 things. That's a blessing, honey. I mean, so many people are blessed with their kindness and with their loyalty and their love. You know, I've made a new friend over there, you know, Peter Wooper, you know, and I got my friend Daisy and many other people in this town. You know, Alistair Thomas and to so many other people who are just a blessing in this town. And that goes from everybody, from our Prime Minister, Candace Roller, and let's always have a party, Vice President, Mayor Lady, Mariah Hawkins, to the two dumbest people on the planet who IQ don't match up to double digit, let alone triple, and it's kind of Dean. But it doesn't matter, because despite all that, we are a family. What? You know, one of those crazy families? I mean, you're like the crazy, you know, witch uncle who's out of touch with reality, honey.
Hey!
I'm just saying how it is. But despite that, honey, we love each other. We love each other as a family. There's a lot of love that needs to be going around. When I'm in this town, honey, despite all the craziness, I feel it a lot around here.
Nanny Prescott, can you not give me something a bit more depressing? More like, you know, there's no hope, that sort of thing.
Honey, that's the problem. Yeah, that's why I did my good news channel thing, because I was like, honey, I'm sick of that. You do know this. There's no hope, all this sort of stuff. Seriously, honey, child. I ain't taking that. No, you know what I'm saying. That is not why we're here.
So that was my result, ladies and gentlemen, of what does Guaspe Valley mean to you? And if you have any idea and any message of what does Guaspe Valley mean to you, you can leave it below on the messages for the Anchor podcast that we have here. If you don't have any, well, good for you too. Either way, I hope you join us if we have another, goodness me, another 50 episodes. Well, at least it keeps me in business and make sure that I can produce more doom and gloom on the news. So, until next time, I'm PK Simmons with your news. You've been listening to What's Going On in Guaspe Valley, an undercredited show, Thomas Taylor. 50 episodes, we've done it, ladies and gentlemen. It's been so amazing doing all these 50 episodes, and it's just great, even if it's just a few, tuning in to listen to these stories. It's amazing fun to do, and it's great, quite amazing that people have been able to tune in from all over the world, which is fantastic. So do let other people know. Now we've got a backlog of 50 episodes that people can just tune into to their heart's content, so that's been fantastic. But until next time, bye-bye for now.